It was the 37th most unusual sight that evening in the city. Blocks away, the local news crews finished covering first responders who pulled a woman out of a manhole after she had thought it was a good idea to explore the sewer system and wondered aloud how she could possibly have gotten lost. The journalist raced over to interview the bunny.
How does it feel to be a hero?
I'm not a hero. I was just doing my job. The news crews abruptly broke away to cover an alligator trying to mate with an inflatable alligator flotation toy in a Coral Gables swimming pool. Serge turned off the local TV news and the cavalcade of off-center human endeavor.
How can you live anywhere else? You don't even need premium channels.
He turned to see his pal Coleman curled up on the couch of their condominium, alternating between shrieks and whimpers.
Coleman, what the heck's gotten into you?
Mushrooms.
Another piercing cry.
They're really strong. I'm having a massive freak out.
What set this off?
I imagined there was a giant bunny rabbit on TV beating up this dude outside a nightclub.
No, that was reality, said Serge. Florida always skews your hallucinatory drug baseline.
A couple of nights later, the crowd outside the Miami Beach nightclub was the biggest in its history. People lined up down the block to get photos taken with the hero bunny. He posed patiently as the club's owners drew up new signs increasing the cover charge.
Mr. Bunny, look over here!
He did. A camera flashed. Next person, with a pen and paper.
How about an autograph?
The bunny held out his hands.
The paws? Oh, right.
And so on. It eventually became late, and the bunny agreed to a last few selfies. Then his shift was over. He walked through the club, receiving countless pats on the back, until he reached the rear door. He exited and headed toward his car parked in the alley. Next to it, several men were smoking and leaning against the rear fender of a silver Jaguar.
Hey! It's the famous bunny! You rock! We're your biggest fans!
The bunny kept walking.
Thanks, guys.
The bunny had just stuck his key in the driver's door. The guys from the Jag popped the trunk, fully lined with thick-gauge plastic. They seized the bunny and hustled toward the back of the Jag.
Hey, hey, hey!
Yelled the bunny.
Watch the fur!
They upended him, dumping him in the trunk and slamming the lid. The Jag sped off down the alley. Moments later, a Datsun entered the other end of the alley. It found a space. Another man in a large bunny costume got out of the driver's seat and entered the rear of the club, ready to begin the second shift. Part 1. The Island Life. Chapter 1. The Florida Keys. Two men prowled the inside of a fourth-floor condominium in Isla Mirada. One was doing the heavy lifting. Coleman stood at the kitchen counter, a joint clenched in his teeth, mixing a pitcher of margaritas. Serge feverishly made his way around the unit with rags and a bucket of cleaning supplies. Coleman staggered sideways as he chugged his drink, crashing into the oven. A travel mug of coffee tipped over and dribbled onto the floor tiles. Then he stumbled toward the living room, bouncing off a door frame. A small painting fell off a wall. Serge crawled behind him on his knees, wiping up coffee, sloshed alcohol, and joint ashes.
Coleman, you're making messes faster than I can clean!
He stood and rehung the watercolor of a vintage Pigeon Key shotgun cottage.
If you're not going to help me clean, can you at least sit down so I'm not flying into a headwind?
No problem, said Coleman. I've reached that most excellent point in the buzz schedule where standing is now off the table.
He plopped down on the sofa, juggling his drink. He glanced down at the cushion next to him, then up at Serge.
You have stain remover, right?
Serge just rolled his eyes at the ceiling and began dusting. A loud whirring sound from a